Well, when I got back to San Francisco, I found myself out of a job. So I hired a hall and gave a lecture. I've never had to do a day's work since. I had a new career. I went forth upon the public highway with all the other bandits and gave readings from my works. I became personally acquainted with that great menace to the itinerant lecturer, known as the local interviewer. You know, it is a time-worn custom of these people to probe you with a long string of personal questions, which you try to answer just as conscientiously as you can. Then he goes home and improves you. You can run over the printed result with a divining rod and never find yourself. Well, for years I tried to outwit these people. One of those villains came to me one time when I was out on a raid. He knocked on my hotel room door and announced that he was connected with a daily thunderstorm. My first impulse was to pulverize him with a chair, but he sat down in it before I could go into action. I was not at my best that morning. My powers were somewhat under a cloud. So I decided that I would try to confuse him. He started off, he said, now then, Mr. Twain, will you let me ask you certain questions calculated to bring out the important points in your public and private life? I have a very poor memory. Well, that's quite all right, just so you'll do the best you can. I will. I'll put my whole mind to it. Thank you. Now, are you ready to begin? Ready. How old are you?
19.
June. Indeed. Well, I would have taken you to be much older than that. Thank you very much. Where were you born?
In Missouri.
When did you first begin to write?
In 1836.
Well, now, how could that be if you're only 19 years old?
I don't know.
Well, that does strike you as kind of curious somehow. Well, yes, it certainly does. Whom do you consider the most remarkable man you ever met?
Oh, I suppose George Washington.
George Washington? Why, how could you have ever met George Washington? You're only 19 years old.
Why, if you know more about me than I do, what do you ask me for?
Why, it was just a suggestion. How did you happen to meet Mr. Washington?
I happened to be at his funeral one day. And he asked me to make less noise.
What happens if you're at his funeral? He must have been dead. If he was dead, why, how could he have cared whether he made a noise or not?
Oh, he was always a very particular man that way.
But still, you say he spoke to you and yet he was dead.
I didn't say he was dead.
Well, wasn't he?
Some said he was, yes.
Some said he wasn't.
What did you think?
Why, it wasn't any of my business.
Well, let me ask you something else. Have you got any brothers or sisters? Well, now, let me see. Yes, I believe so. But I don't rightly remember at the moment. Well, that is the most extraordinary statement ever. I'm sure you had a brother. Haven't I read somewhere that you had? Oh, yes, of course, now that you mention it. Yes, indeed, there was a brother. William. Bill, we used to call him. Poor old Bill. Is he dead? We never could tell. There was always a great mystery about that, you see. Well, that's sad. He disappeared then, did he? Why, yes, he disappeared in a sort of a general way. We buried him. You buried him? You mean to tell me you buried him without knowing whether he was dead or not? Oh, no, no, no. He was dead enough, all right. He was always pretty dead. You see, we were twins, Bill and I, and we got mixed up in the bathtub when we was only 2 weeks old. And one of us was drowned. But we don't know which. Some think it was Bill. Some think it was me. What did you think? Well, I'd give worlds to know. But there's one very peculiar thing about it. One of us had a curious mark. It was a mole on the back of his left shoulder. That was me. And that child was the one that was drowned. Well, that was the end of the interview. And that evening in the newspaper, I noticed the following caption. Deranged old man loose in local hotel. Harmless. If not roused up. Well, now I'm going to declare a 10-minute intermission. It's a terrible death to be talked to death. So I pause every now and again to allow some people to escape, and this is your first opportunity.